And he went down with them to Nazareth and was subject to them. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and grace. Listen up, little children. This is important for us today. It's important for us to pay attention to the gospel. We always want to strive to be good and holy. We always want to put forth that effort. So we need to know the way. We need to know how to do it. The wise men said, "For we saw his star in the east." And we know the star was miraculous, being brighter than the stars in the sky and the sun and the moon. Will we ever see so spectacular a spectacle? Probably not. We're not going to see wonderful things, miraculous things like this in our life, more than likely. No, our star is much simpler. Because the star was to the wise men, God speaking to them. The star was God's will. They saw it as such and they followed it. They cooperated with it, cooperated with God's grace. Our star is simply our superiors speaking to us. Our parents, they watch over us. They were given to us by God himself. We didn't choose them. So it's very important to cooperate when they speak to us, when they tell us to do something. We ought to understand this gospel. We ought to understand this as one of God's many means. He also speaks to us when we attend Mass. That's why it's very important we make an effort to pay attention, use our missal, and stay focused during Mass. Stay focused to the words. Open yourself to the grace of God. We don't just come here to fulfill an obligation. We come here seeking grace. To perfect our lives, to have successful lives, we need God in our lives. Namely, we need his grace in our lives. That's what gives success to everything that we do. And so, let us do more than simply fulfill an obligation. We need to follow the path marked by the star, so easily seen today, as there is so much in the gospel and epistle. Brethren, put ye on, as the elect of God, these few virtues, bearing with one another and forgiving one another. But above all these, have charity. Charity, which is the bond of perfection. Need I say more? Here is the star that we are to follow. Imitate our Lord and our Lady. The example has been given for us. They have shown us the way. As Mary kept these words and pondered them in her heart, let the word of Christ dwell in you. We have to consume it. We have to read the Gospels. We have to read the epistles. We have to fill our minds with thoughts of the divinity, with thoughts of our religion. In this day and age when the media is everywhere, even you go into a restaurant, everywhere has televisions, and commercials and advertisements, all these things, all these visual things filling our brain. We remember them. What about the Gospels? Who can quote the Gospels at ease? So let the word of Christ dwell in you. This word again that comes up so often. The bond of perfection we just heard. The bond of perfection that no devil or circumstance in all of creation can take from you. The love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. But what do? We leave here, we leave the Mass behind, and we've done our duty. And so we go home, we go back to the world. Do we so easily let the star dim from sight? that we so easily forget about our purpose in life and our true goals. When God speaks to us, we must respond. For in the end, our Lord will ask us, "How was it that you sought me? What did you do to gain the grace of God? What efforts have you made?" So, little children, not only do we obey when our parents speak, but we must remember to do all whatsoever we do, in word or in work, in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord. This is our job, to foster the spirit of charity in the family. For we know our goal. We have seen the star. We have the faith. How are we seeking our Lord in our daily life? How are we living the faith? "One thing will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." It's very important. This is the Feast of the Holy Family. Let us focus on our home lives and make them imitate an imitation of the Holy Family's life. Constantly, they looked out for the needs of others. Constantly, they were in the mindset of what to do to save their soul, their spiritual obligations. Constantly, they were in the presence of God. Yes, you might say, because he was with them. But it's for us, too, to be in that presence. We look at St. Joseph and the Blessed Virgin Mary, chosen because of their holy lives. We look at the rewards of the Magi, because they followed the inspiration of grace. They cooperated with it, and they were in God's presence. And so let our lives be filled with these virtues of mercy, benignity, humility, modesty, patience, and most of all, charity. But how do we foster these virtues? Don't tolerate the opposites. Don't hold grudges. Life is too short to not forgive someone and move on. If you're holding a grudge, you're dwelling on something that's aggravating you, you're becoming the source of your own aggravation. You're becoming your own negativity. It's very important for us to stay positive, to realize everything that we have is a gift from God. So it's very important not to hoard your treats. Be charitable, be kind, be generous. I may have mentioned before my nephew saving his treat. He went to town with my brother, and he was able to get a treat, and he was on the way home, and he ate part of it, but then he put it away and was saving it. So my brother said, "Well, what are you doing? Are you saving that?" "Yeah." "Well, if you still have it when you get home, you have to share it with the others." So he immediately took it out and continued to consume the rest of it. But we should want everyone to have something good. We should want everyone to have the best that they can have. And so we should share. No one wants to be left out or left behind. It happens, but we shouldn't make it happen. So we need to come together as a community, as a parish. Realize this is the extension of our family. We're all here. We all have the Catholic faith. It's important to look out for one another by giving a good example. It says for us to admonish one another. But we need to do this with charity in our hearts. Let us as a community be modest. May we never be an occasion for someone's eternal damnation. Don't want to be an occasion of sin. In dress or in example, very important for us to upbraid one another just by our example. Lead by example. Be not quick to anger. Remember, it's divine providence that we have our families. We sure didn't pick them. God gave them to us. He gave them to us because He knows what we need to suffer. He knows how we need to mortify ourselves, what we need to work on specifically. So He's given us this exact family, this exact situation for us to sanctify our lives. Very important to see it as such. And remember, especially in our immediate families, we have a special union, a union which the world is seeking to break down. And we need to keep this family bond at all costs. So this is our means of sanctity, the bond of perfection. Therefore, we must come together in a special way, knowing we all are struggling to be Catholic. We all have this struggle in this world, in this modern world. We need to do our part by helping each other, brothers and sisters, mothers, fathers, fellow parishioners, priests and religious. We are a team. We all have the faith. We're all one unit in the church. God has pulled us all together for our own benefit. We are strongest when we help each other. We help each other most when we can suffer each other in patience and charity. We do this by following the guidance of our superiors, listening to our parents. So God ultimately can lead us by the star. So let us make our home a home like in Nazareth, that we may all advance in wisdom and age and grace with God and man. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.